Ozarks Medical Center in West Plains broke ground on its expansion project Tuesday. The project includes a 97,000-square-foot space with new spaces for clinics, imaging, as well as an updated pharmacy and food service area. An additional 20,000 square feet will become a center for women's health. Before now, many of those facilities were spread throughout the town. Tom Keller, president and CEO of the hospital, said the project will make things much more convenient for patients.
All the specialists, all the proceduralists will be in one building. So what's really nice for the patients when we get this completed is that they'll be able to come into one building, they'll be able to schedule, register, see the physician, get tests done, and all that stuff in one complete or in one place.
According to U.S. News, Howell County's poverty rate is 22.7%, making it among the poorest counties in the state. Dave Dillon, spokesman for the Missouri Hospital Association, said the trend of rural hospitals closing is due to many reasons. One has to do with the high poverty areas they're based in.
So when an individual is uninsured, they tend to delay care or not get it. When they do get care, it's often through the emergency department, which is more expensive, both for the patient if they can pay and for the hospital if they cannot, and by extension, for the community that hospital serves, because a lot of those costs are shifted to individuals who do have insurance.
In the future, Dillon said, more hospitals will need federal loan subsidies like OMC's USDA loan to thrive. Rural hospitals are often lifelines to their local economies, too. David Bosemeyer, Director of Economic Development for West Plains, said the hospital is the area's largest employer. For KSMU News, I'm Christopher Beyer.